leader.
Order, order.
Mary, you are a private person. You do not seek any prominence whatsoever, and you would have hoped that your retirement would almost have passed through this House unnoticed. There was absolutely no chance of that. You go with our best wishes, and we thank you for your services to the democracy of New Zealand.
A standing ovation for the Clerk of the House, Mary Harris, who retires this week after 28 years at Parliament, the last seven of them in the top job as its Chief Officer, who from next week will be David Wilson, who's been chosen to succeed her. Tributes to Mary Harris occupied the first 20 minutes of the day's sitting before question time, which featured a down-and-dirty squabble conducted under the protection of parliamentary privilege, beginning with this question for the Minister of Primary Production from Labour's Calvin Davis.
Is he aware of reports that local wood manufacturers have been refused the opportunity to buy swamp kauri from Kauri Ruakaka Mill, which was formerly called Oravida, and is allegedly involved in exporting raw swamp kauri, and what is he doing to ensure that this irreplaceable resource is managed responsibly?
That question was answered for the Primary Production Minister, Nathan Guy, by the Environment Minister, Nick Smith.
Firstly, the Minister was not aware of such reports, but notes that there are about a dozen operators which local manufacturers could get wood from, and the government does not interfere in commercial arrangements. Secondly, the Ministry for Primary Industry disputes claims that this mill is exporting illegally. Thirdly, advice from the Ministry for the Environment and the Northland Councils is that the resource is generally being responsibly managed. There have been some occasions where extraction has occurred from Indigenous wetlands. In those events, there has been prosecutions under the RMA.
The task of separating the wood from the swamp and the politics from the trees became murkier with this question for the Minister from Calvin Davis.
Has he discussed the issue of swamp kauri exports with Judith Collins, whose husband David Wong Tung and good friend Stone Shi are directors in the chain of shell companies that owns the Ruakaka Mill, the ultimate ownership of which is obscured by a lawyer's nominee company?
Insofar as there may be some
Mr.
ministerial...
Speaker, I thought this member was above getting involved in that sort of murk.
And New Zealand First leader Winston Peters chimed in with this.
Is the Minister saying that it's just mere coincidence that the Oravida company gave $30,000 to the National Party before the last election?
Order, order. There is absolutely no responsibility for that. I will rule that question out.
And also out was Labour's Damien O'Connor, ejected by the Speaker David Carter for refusing to withdraw and apologise for a comment he made during the questions about the swamp kauri. Meanwhile, in the committee rooms, a petition calling for a cross-party inquiry into the effects of climate change was presented to the Finance and Expenditure Committee by its sponsor, Sir Alan Mark.
We as a group of well-informed New Zealanders are formally requesting that the House firstly initiates a parliamentary, that's to say, cross-party agreement to undertake a national risk assessment of economic security, energy and climate security, business continuity, ecological and environmental security, and genuine human well-being, as outlined in our petition, with an integrated, holistic approach. Secondly, that from this risk assessment, develop and implement cross-party policies to avert any confirmed threats to present and particularly future generations of New Zealanders.
Sir Alan said there was precedent for such cross-party support in the past.
We've achieved it with Waitangi, we achieved it with nuclear issues, cross-party support, no dissension. This issue is urgent. We need stability in policy so that as we move forward, we can be assured that the action we're taking is going to be perpetuated. That's what we're asking this committee.
Sir Alan was supported by Generation Zero co-founder Paul Young, who listed some possible scenarios should New Zealand not prepare for climate change.
An increasing number of climate refugees. Another example was an interstate conflict with oil-producing nations leading to an oil price shock and the effects that that would have on the cost of petrol and diesel posing major risks to New Zealand's economy. And the third is the increasing costs of more extreme weather events creating a significant negative impact on regional and national economies. So in order to address this, we really need to see leaders working together to effectively address the risks facing our society, and a national risk assessment would be an instrumental first step in that direction.
Generation Zero co-founder Paul Young speaking in support of that petition on climate change in the name of Sir Alan Mark. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.